Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. A couple of things to talk about. First of all, I went out and I bought a new clock for my wall here in the studio as a show clock. And I'm discovering, much to my annoyance, that the hands on the clockwork are so sloppy that the clock is gaining 2 minutes in the top half of the hour and losing 2 minutes in the bottom half of the hour. We can't even make clocks anymore in this country. Oh, man. Well, it makes a great decoration. I rely on the computer clock anyway to do this show. A listener just sent in a link to a website called puregas.org. That's pure-gas.org. It is a list of gas stations in the United States and Canada that sell ethanol-free gasoline. Huzzah, huzzah. There's one just a mile from here. We're going to start taking our business there. What's really interesting is on the website, we just posted a link to it at whatreallyhappened.com. It says in Alaska, all stations dispense ethanol-free gasoline, which sort of argues against this idea that ethanol is in the gas to prevent the fuel lines from freezing. Because I remember when I was a kid, or even during that brief period I lived in Washington State, things that froze in the car, it was like the radiator fluid if you didn't have antifreeze in there. But we never had a problem with the fuel lines freezing as long as you didn't actually have water in your fuel tank. And gasoline's freezing point is way, way, way down there. So I don't know that having ethanol in your gas is going to prevent that kind of a problem. And apparently up in Alaska, every station dispenses ethanol-free gasoline. In Canada, all Shell V-Power 91 is ethanol-free. And Alberta, Nova Scotia, all stations dispense ethanol-free gasoline. And let's see, British Columbia, all 94-octane Chevron fuel is ethanol-free. So if you are driving an older car, or if you're on a motorcycle or other small recreational vehicle that is not designed to tolerate ethanol, and that's most of them, you need to use this list. And we're going to be going to that Union 76 from this point forward here. Because I like my 12-year-old Honda Civic. I'm having a real good time with that. I'm enjoying that car immensely. And so we're going to be going on and taking care of that even later today, as a matter of fact here. All righty. Now, let's see. Devin is now in the control room. Our phone line is 800-313-9443. The lines are open. Speaking of links up at whatreallyhappened.com, I put up a link to a video. The headline is Jewish Man Exposes Israel's Lies, and this is a very, very good video. It's featuring a man named Miko Peled. He is a peace activist. He's a very serious, obviously educated individual. He is the son of a rather famous Israeli general who was very much involved in the creation of Israel and the subsequent invasion and confiscation of the West Bank. And this peace activist, Miko Peled, is basically telling the story of all the things the Israeli people were taught in their schools about the creation of Israel and the seizure of Palestinian lands that turned out to be completely false. Israel's government lies to the people of Israel as much as the government of the United States is lying to you. And this guy had his apotheosis, and he came to realize that all that he thought about the world was a fiction created by the government to control him. I mean, he's now a peace activist. And apparently one of the most revealing things within this video is that his own father, the general, when they were talking about the occupied lands, and this general was saying, we really ought to just let the Palestinians have it and stop occupying it, because this occupation of the West Bank will ultimately destroy Israel, because we will be forced to be more and more brutal to deal with the just anger of the Palestinians whose lands we are taking, and this will be the biggest threat Israel will ever face. So let's avoid this, back off, let Palestine exist, and we can live in peace. Words of wisdom. The government of Israel did not listen. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tuff shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tuff shelter and accessories included at TurtleTuffShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleTuffShelters.com. Turtle Tuff Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We are living.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm just putting up this story right now. Over in Milwaukee, because of their austerity and their economic problems, they're considering a new law that all future elementary schools being built will not have playgrounds for the kids to play in between classes and during their breaks and their lunchtime. You will sit in your class, you will go to the cafeteria, you will come back to class, you will go home. So much for it's for the children. Alrighty, let's see. Alrighty, Mitt Romney, of course, is still out there parading around and trying to make it look like he's electable, and he isn't. He's actually starting to self-destruct with some of these more bizarre statements he's got out there. And, of course, this fundraising in foreign capitals is coming back to haunt him, because the American voter, understandably, is going to be very concerned about any candidate who's in the pay of foreign governments. And I'm not just talking about Israel, although obviously that's a big one. But, I mean, Mitt Romney's track record, you know, he goes out on this trip to prove his political credentials as a world leader. He goes to London. He angers them over his comment about the Olympic Games, about how poorly they're run and how great his Olympic Games were, except it took a federal bailout to save those. Then he goes to the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem and does that whole thing about the cultural differences between Israelis and Palestinians, explaining the disparity of life. And now it's turning out the figures that he used to talk about the disparity of life between Israel and Palestine were bogus. And the difference in their economies is actually far, far worse. And they reduced the numbers so it didn't seem like it was that big a deal. Yeah, the Palestinians are worse off, but it's not that worse. They're just whiners and complainers and everything. Very bizarre story coming in here. Again, getting back to government meddling and this desire to force fluoride on us all. And apparently there is so much fluoride in American wine right now, it can't be exported to Europe and other places where there are thresholds for the amount of fluoride that is allowed in human diet and consumption. And apparently there's this chemical company in North America that produces what's called cryocide. And it actually put out a warning to wine companies saying, don't put too much of this stuff in there or you're going to find yourself blocked by exports. And I'm not sure what the thinking of this is. We know that fluoride is a mild tranquilizer. We know it has got nothing to do with tooth decay. If you topically apply fluoride, yes, you can reduce or inhibit tooth decay. But drinking it in your tap water has never been shown to affect tooth decay. Why are they spending the money to put it in the water? Well, it is a mild tranquilizer. And if you're wondering just why it is the American people aren't in high dudgeon the way the people of Iceland and Egypt were, this may be the reason right there. Keep us all happy little mushrooms, drink your fluoride, watch the Olympics, wait for the next news break about Kim Kardashian in her new one-piece bathing suit. So they're coming out there saying, we must make the wine healthy for you again. Alcohol's bad for you. Well, not in moderate doses. We'll put fluoride in there. That'll make the wine a healthy beverage then again. Sort of reminds me about Mel Brooks. When I worked at 20th Century Fox, I was literally the floor under Mel Brooks' office suite on the lot at 20th Century Fox. And following the movie Blazing Saddles, where Harvey Korman is going into Man's Chinese Theater and he asks for raisinettes at the snack county, and the raisinette people were so grateful for that, they started sending Mel Brooks a case of raisinettes every month. And of course, Mel Brooks wasn't going to eat those all himself. So anytime you went anywhere near the office suite, you know, they say, here, have some raisinettes, have some raisinettes. What the chocolate does bad for you, the raisins will fix. And I guess that's kind of the thinking behind fluoride in the wine. I wish they'd stop tinkering. It's not even well-intended. It's just for the government to justify their growing power and control over your life. We will do good. We will tinker the world to be better for you. And we're finding out most of what they do doesn't work. Some of it's harmful. The vaccines certainly are a big part of that. Now they've got fluoride in the wine. It's amazing stuff here. Apparently, a Broward County Sheriff's deputy decided he was going to have a little fun in his off-duty hours, and he propositioned what he thought was a call girl, turned out to be a vice cop. All righty there. Let's see. Researchers in Canada's Western Arctic have found evidence of a meteor crater that formed millions of years ago. It is 15 miles across. The formation was named the Prince Albert Impact Crater after the peninsula where it was discovered. They're not exactly sure when it was created, somewhere between 130 and 350 million years ago. And it's just a reminder. Very large, heavy rocks do fall down from the sky from time to time and punch very large holes in planet Earth. I saw this show the other day where they're talking about how the universe works, and they were saying, if it wasn't for Jupiter, we would be slammed full of asteroids, and isn't it great that Jupiter's gravity sweeps them up? Actually, no, because Jupiter's gravity could actually act like a lens and re-aim something flying by toward the Earth. There's certainly, if you look at the surface of the moon, there is no reason to say that Jupiter is protecting Earth from impacts. The moon, a little tiny bit. That's why the far side has a lot more craters and the near side has a lot more of these flat lava fields. But large things do come in from time to time, and it's only a matter of time before it happens again. I don't think it's going to happen soon enough to worry about, but it is probably going to happen at some point. It's almost an inevitable. And I know they do a lot of funding for these automated telescopes to look for the near-Earth objects, and there have been some near misses. But the reality is, until they actually figure out something they could do, I mean, these things would come in so fast. Some of the ones that they've seen crossing closer than the moon, they only spotted like maybe a week ahead of time. I'm not sure how much could be done. I'm not even sure the governments would even announce it to the public, because what would happen? Mass rioting, stampedes, impossible traffic jams. That might actually cause more damage all over planet Earth than in the one area that got hit. So it's kind of an interesting problem. If you were in charge of the government and somebody said an asteroid was going to destroy just one city, would you announce it and risk having all the cities destroyed by a public panic? It's a pretty heavy decision. Frankly, given the track record of our own government, they'd let it hit the city and then blame Al-Qaeda for it. Let's see, we were talking earlier about this growing sinkhole. 1.5 million barrels of liquid butane. That is a lot of barrels. Now, butane, if you have a butane lighter, you understand that under pressure, butane is a liquid. If the pressure is released, which is what happens when you flick your Bic, it turns into a gas, a highly explosive one. And they don't know what to do about it. All they can do is stand and watch it happen, like they did with Hurricane Katrina. The government can't deal with a real crisis. All they do to keep their control over you is get you to believe in an imaginary crisis to which they will then sell you the solution. Al-Qaeda, global warming, the when pigs fly flu. They're great at manufacturing fake threats to scare you, to keep you scared, keep you obedient, keep you dependent emotionally on the government. But when something real happens, especially something like this where you're dealing with some very poor planning, by putting that butane storage in this obviously geologically unstable area, and even worse, allowing a company to pump radioactive waste into one of these caverns. It's just insane. All righty, more evidence coming out that marijuana, cannabinoids, tetrahydrocannabinol, I believe is the correct name for that, actually do have medicinal benefits. And one thing we were talking about when we were talking with Don Wiskin the other day about Extendovite was this idea that our country is so corporatized. We are being told we must get everything we need from a corporation, which gets back to that story about how Virginia farmers are being banned from selling produce directly to consumers at the edge of their own property. You can't do that. We've got to let that food sit in a warehouse and decay for a couple of weeks before we sell it to the people. And it occurs to me, and we've seen this certainly in the pharmaceutical industry, there are a lot of natural plants and herbs that have wonderful curative properties. In fact, a lot of what you buy at the drugstore are just these plants processed, put into pill form, given a nice little logo and pretty color and put in a package to sell back to you. And it's stuff you could grow in your own backyard. And so the model seems to be to convince people that only what comes from the store is something that they could use for medical treatment. And if the corporations can't patent it and control it and monopolize it and have an exclusive license on it, then they don't want to deal with it and they don't want you to be aware of it. And we've known for a very long time that marijuana has positive medical benefits. We know that tobacco has positive medical benefits. We know that alcohol has positive medical benefits. But they don't want you to know that, because the medical establishment would collapse if you can cure yourself. Now, I know they're talking about legalizing marijuana in the United States. Maybe that's to get us so doped up we don't have a revolution. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Anyway, aloha, welcome back to the show, and we're finishing up on this new scientific review that there is clear evidence that cannabinoids, which is the chemical in marijuana, do have medical applications. People over in the chat room are already posting these links about how marijuana has been shown to shrink various tumors and so forth. And we need to ask ourselves a question. We are living in a nation where we know the government is passing laws and enforcing them so that you cannot feed yourself. You must go to a corporation for your food. You must be dependent on that corporation. You're not allowed to harvest water on your own property up in Oregon. You can go to jail for that. You must go to some corporation for your drinking water. Next, it'll be air. You're not allowed to breathe that air that's around your home. That's government property. You have to have an air tank delivered by a corporation. We'll make it sweet smelling, so that, you know, there's value added. You know, it's breathscape. Get a tank of air that's imported from the redwood forests of the Pacific Northwest. Your New York flat will smell wonderful, and so forth and so on here. And along that line, we need to start asking ourselves, what is out there in what is left of the natural world that we could be using to treat our own illnesses that we are not being told about, or we're being discouraged from knowing about. Remember that story that we had the other day where the FDA went to Google and had them start shutting down the AdWords accounts for alternative nutritional companies, where this website was required to shut down this one article because there's this clinic that is successfully curing autism, but their method of curing it is addressing the toxification of vaccines. We can't have that. It's all about the money. And so I think we need to go back and reexamine all the things that we were told are bad for us, because maybe they aren't really all that bad for us. Maybe the bad part was just something some corporation put in there, like the radioactive fertilizer on cigarette tobacco. And we're being told something is bad because it competes with something some corporation is selling. Because if I'm making X, I have to go out and make sure that nobody can get Y that might compete with it. It's just like what Israel did to Lebanon in the closing days of their last invasion. They bombed the companies that were manufacturing products that competed with Israeli exports. Israel's agenda in destroying Iran's nuclear technology has nothing to do with nuclear war and everything to do with maintaining an exclusivity, a monopoly on Israel's nuclear exports. Why is marijuana illegal in this country? Well, because you can grow it yourself, and that means you're not going off to some distillery or brewery to buy some corporation's intoxicants. Even though alcohol is known to kill brain cells, and marijuana is known to stimulate the growing of brain cells. Can't have you all too smart. We need you dumb and stupid there, so you actually believe us when we say God wants you to go off and kill them Arab Muslims out there. So we need to re-examine everything we were told that was bad for us. How bad is it? Is it really that bad? Are there benefits there that outweigh it? And again, this goes back to something I was talking about with Don Wiskin. When you are availing yourself of things that are on part of nature, we have co-evolved with the rest of nature for millions of years. Humans have engaged in marijuana and tobacco for thousands of years. There are no surprises there. These are molecules. The biochemistry is identical. Yes, there are poisonous things out there, like rattlesnakes and the irukandji jellyfish and so forth. You steer clear of those. The danger of all these synthetic medications that are being foisted on us, that we're being told we must go to them for these medications, these are brand new molecules. They haven't been around. We haven't evolved with them. They're artificial, and our bodies don't know how to deal with them, and especially with this very reckless situation where pharmaceutical companies' new drugs are just the old drugs that were on the verge of having their patents expire, and they were going to become generic. So they change the formula a little tiny bit to qualify for a new patent. They give it a new name. They advertise it out there, and it's the same old medication of dubious efficacy, possible harm. And again, watch your corporate TV some night. You'll see all these very expensively produced commercials about the latest and greatest drug that you just must rush off and ask your doctor to prescribe for you. And then there's that very fast disclaimer at the very end about how this drug can lead to all kinds of things. I saw one that was supposed to be a mood-altering drug, and they said, this thing, yeah, it does cause cancer. Like, that's not an issue. And then, of course, you're always followed up by the commercial from the ambulance chaser saying, if you are taking blah, 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 you are entitled to compensation because this was really bad stuff. And the model seems to be sell this drug to millions of people, pay the lawsuits from the 1,000 who got hurt, and we're still in profits. And that may be a really good way for the pharmaceutical companies to be making a lot of money. And remember, Pfizer just pled guilty to bribing doctors in 8 countries to prescribe their stuff. But it's not really good for the health of the population as a whole, especially with the growing awareness that some of these vaccine adjuvants may affect human ability to reproduce. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Answer it! can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened? What's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Somebody just sent me in this link. We talk about all the stuff that is put into the food sold at the stores. And a lot of the chemicals that are in the food that you buy at the store are put in there to deal with the reality that once the food is harvested, comes off the vine, off the stalk, dug up out of the ground, comes out of the cow or the goat or the chicken, it's starting to decay. It's starting to rot. And keeping it chilled just above the freezing point slows that process down, but it cannot stop it. And so over time, these products start to show signs of deterioration unless something is added in there to give them the illusion of still being fresh and nutritious. One of the big reasons why food manufacturers are so fond of high fructose corn syrup is because it will not separate out the way cane sugar can sometimes do under certain conditions. And the fact that fructose is not as healthy for you is irrelevant. Our goal here is to make this look great on the shelf after sitting there for however long. It's almost a joke. The Twinkie, everybody makes jokes about the Twinkie. You would be amazed what is inside the Twinkie that you didn't realize you were eating. But it will sit there on the shelf in its wrapper looking exactly the way it does for months on end. I've seen movies that make jokes about, you know, the Twinkies that will last forever. They in that context of something that simply doesn't decay, there's nothing in there for the decay bacteria to feast on, is really what it comes down to. But somebody just sent me this article about ice cream. And again, being a farm kid, we actually used to make our own ice cream. We take cream, put it in the bucket with the ice and the salt, crank it up until it's solidified, add some sugar and flavoring, and that was it. Hershey's chocolate sauce or something like that. But if you look at ice cream as it is sold inside the stores, it is amazing all the stuff that are in there to try and make it look yummier and fresher than it really actually is here. All right, some more serious stories that we want to talk about. By the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Devin's in the control room. And, end of Friday, last chance to get your calls in before the end of the week here. We were talking before about all of this patent protection and lawsuit and these corporations that are just, they're so focused on money that really all of the considerations are secondary. And there's a very interesting story where Monsanto was awarded $1 billion over a patent infringement lawsuit. And this had to do with some of their Roundup Ready patents, the glyphosate, which is now in the groundwater and the tap water. That is also causing reproductive difficulties. So Monsanto sued DuPont for infringing on one of the Roundup Ready patents and was awarded $1 billion of damages. There's only one small problem here that makes this case interesting. DuPont never put the product in question onto market. It was something they were thinking about doing, and they decided not to do it. And Monsanto said, aha, that product that you are not selling infringes on our patent, and we demand $1 billion worth of damages, and the courts gave it to them. Now, common sense, something that is apparently devoid in the U.S. court system and corporate boardrooms, would say, if DuPont didn't actually put the product out there, where are the damages? But Monsanto said, we're damaged $1 billion worth, horror of horrors. And the courts apparently agreed. I'm sure that this will probably go into the appeals process quite a bit here. A little bit of news just came in. It's up on whatreallyhappened.com. As you're probably already aware, there was supposed to be a meeting of the non-aligned nations taking place in the occupied territories of the West Bank, and Israel was able to derail that by simply banning the diplomats at the Israeli border. No, you can't come in here. You're going over to talk to the Palestinians. We won't let that happen because we're culturally superior, according to Mitt Romney. Well, obviously, Israel is not able to do the same thing with a new meeting of the non-aligned nations taking place in Tehran. And apparently Ban Ki-moon is on his way to take part in this meeting, as people start to think, what are they going to do, about growing U.S. imperialism, Israeli imperialism? And these countries that are being invaded are now starting to talk about pulling together into some sort of a confederation to resist this growing Fourth Reich. And, of course, Bibi Netanyahu's throwing a tantrum. He's on the ground kicking and screaming, saying, I'm going to hold my breath until you agree not to go. And apparently the target of his ire is UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. And Netanyahu is calling up to the United Nations and saying, your trip to Tehran is a mistake. You shouldn't go. It's not fair if you go to Tehran. If you want to be fair, you will come to Tel Aviv. You will talk to me and only me, or only the United States. It's unfair of you to talk to anybody else. That's literally Netanyahu's argument. It's unfair for the head of the United Nations to go talk to other nations that are not Israel or the United States or any of its captive provinces like Great Britain or Canada. That's literally Netanyahu's attitude. The head of the United Nations is only allowed to talk to Israel, the UN, or the European nations where Israel's lobby is in control. The head of the United Nations is not allowed to go to Tehran to talk to all those other nations who are potential targets because it's unfair. Is that not absurd? Anyway, the meeting is taking place on the 26th of this month, only 2 weeks from now. I don't know, maybe Netanyahu's planning on bombing Tehran right about then, and he doesn't want all these world diplomats there, or certainly the head of the United Nations, because if he gets killed, that's an embarrassment. Gee, we're sorry we bombed the head of the United Nations, but we told him not to go. We told him it would be a mistake if he went. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about something called Abraxas. Arbaxas, I'm sorry. No, it's spelled wrong in this one piece. It's called Abraxas, and this is a company in Northern Virginia that was put together and is staffed by some of America's top intelligence people. The employee list, it's a roster of Pentagon, CIA, FBI, all kinds of people. All the three-letter alphabet agency people are doing their double dip in this company here. And some leaked emails last year have sort of revealed the extent of the surveillance on the American people. Apparently, there's a system called TrapWire, and it basically says all data communications, all computer communications in the entire country are being scanned continuously as of right now, which presumably includes this radio show because we're going over the internet. But apparently, every few seconds, data being picked up at these surveillance facilities in the major cities across the United States are recorded digitally on the spot, then encrypted and delivered to this fortified central database center at an undisclosed location to be aggregated with other intelligence. It's sort of the fusion systems on steroids. It's called TrapWire, and they're basically looking for buzzwords that would indicate you're doing something nefarious, which is why at the top of our website every day we have your DHS monitored buzzword of the day on full display going all over the internet. Now, I imagine a huge amount of your tax dollars is being poured into this project. It's certainly going to make the computer hardware manufacturers who've got these contracts very happy. I'm sure there's magnificent salaries being paid to these people in order to assuage any qualms of moral conscience they might have about spying on the American people the way the Gestapo did to the German people. I'm not sure how effective this thing is going to be. I mean, they certainly missed the boat on the Sikh temple shooting. There is so much data involved in this. I'm not sure they can properly evaluate it. I think they may be just storing up so much data, the ability to actually extract or mine anything useful from it comes into question. So for those folks over there at Abraxas and TrapWire, I'm going to let you in on a little secret right now so that you're not heartbroken later on. Everybody lies on their Facebook description page. They don't really look like that. They're treating internet traffic on the assumption that all of it represents accurate, meaningful, important information. And it doesn't. People tend to be more willing to exaggerate themselves or what they're doing or what they're thinking or their self-importance on the World Wide Web. There was one story where they got this one guy, they called him an Al-Qaeda mastermind in Iraq, and they trapped him on the basis of communications from his email account. And it turned out it was just some bozo who was living this fantasy life of being this incredible, dangerous global terrorist. And he was a nothing. And they grabbed him and tortured him. So I think this is another hideously expensive U.S. government taxpayer-funded boondoggle. And I'm not concerned about it. This is probably another part of that bluff. Don't you dare say or do anything that we don't like because we're watching you. We're listening to you. We're going to catch you doing it. We have eyes everywhere, ears everywhere. And I think it's a big bluff. Again, the fact that the Colorado shooting and the Temple shooting happened, no, they're not able to watch everybody. And guess what they're going to do? There is no pre-crime system in the United States of America. It's a big, gigantic bluff to keep you from standing up and saying, we've had it with this banking system, we've had it with this government, we want to go back to the constitutional republic that we were all taught that we lived in. And we're not going to go on paying for Wall Street's failures, and certainly not for their crimes, and certainly not for the out-of-control spending of the United States government. We not only will not, we cannot There's nothing left out here for you guys to grab to pay off all of these bills. There's one and only one solution out of this economic mess that does not bring down the federal government with it, and that is for the U.S. government itself to man up and do what Andrew Jackson did. Recognize the bankers as a den of vipers and shut them down. And there is a legal basis for this. In 1913, over the Christmas break, when the United States Congress passed the Federal Reserve Act, transferring the money creation authority from the U.S. government, where it is vested by the U.S. Constitution, over to a private central bank, that may have been illegal, because to change the Constitution requires a constitutional amendment that must be ratified by 3/4 of the states. Now, we already know the back then in 1913 they were playing fast and loose with the Constitution because they didn't think anybody would catch them at it. Nobody in 1913 ever thought there would be an internet or interactive media. They figured they could do what they want, and as long as the newspapers didn't catch them at it, they'd be home free, which is how we got the 16th Amendment. We even have federal judges admitting that was never actually ratified. But to get back to the creation of the Federal Reserve, it's really very, very simple. The Constitution says the government has the money creation authority. There's nothing in the Constitution that allows them to delegate that authority. And the 10th Amendment prohibits the government from doing so. So in order to create the Federal Reserve, it should have taken a constitutional amendment. It didn't. Therefore, on a strict constitutional test, the Federal Reserve Act is unconstitutional, should have been struck down. And that means the Federal Reserve, a private bank, does not have the legal right to create money. And that means all the debt that has accrued to the Federal Reserve over the last 99 plus years is null and void. And all we need is somebody in government, Ron Paul's one of them, to stand up and say, look, this was a gigantic hoax perpetrated by those evil bankers on the American people. And all the federal government has to do is stand up and say, we were victims too. We had no idea they would do this, even though there was ample historical precedent. But they could stand up and say, we were wrong. We're going to throw them in jail like the Icelandics did, or we're going to hang them like Iran is doing, or we're going to crucify them the way George Carlin says we ought to. And go back to being a government that stands with the people against the financial corporations, which is what capitalism is supposed to be about. And the federal government might actually survive this crisis. And right now where I sit, that is the only way the federal government can survive this crisis, is by standing with the people against a predatory private central bank. We have a caller on the line, Larry in Arkansas. Aloha, Larry. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Well, if I can back up to that food thing, I know you're on the Federal Reserve right now, but was that a state agency, a state law enforcement that kept those
people? The story that I read about Virginia was actually county government, so I'm not exactly sure who had the jurisdiction, but apparently it's being enforced in many places all across Virginia. So I'm going to take a guess and say it's probably a state law, but we're seeing it up in Canada. We're seeing it all across the United States of America. There's this desperate move by the government to force us to be dependent on their buddies, the corporations, to not feed ourselves, to not take our own water, to not medicate ourselves, to keep us dependent on the corporations. And it's time for a new war of independence.
I agree with that. Here in Arkansas, you know, we have a lot of farmers markets, but I don't know if anybody's actually just selling it right off their front yard, basically, out in the country. But they haven't bothered us on the farmers markets. But
well, that's a
why
good
I was
thing.
Wondering if it was state or federal, because then I was wondering if the feds were going to come in and start, you know.
I think it's being done state by state. We have farmers markets here in Hawaii, but all of a sudden there are lawsuits by the supermarket corporations claiming that the farmers markets are unhealthy, that you can't guarantee the freshness and safety of the food being sold right off the farm. You know, that's why you have to go to the supermarket, because if you eat food right out of your own garden, you will come down with the galloping rot, and they're going to save you from that by selling you food that's loaded with preservatives and chemicals.
Yeah, that's just trickery, right?
course it is. Of course it
is. Yeah. So okay, well that's what I that Federal Reserve, if you got time, it would you be in favor temporarily in nationalizing the Federal Reserve?
That may be a good stopgap motion. I mean, that's what Great Britain did when the Bank of England reached the point of having the country on the edge of destruction. The British government nationalized the Bank of England and said, you got to be taking care of the whole country and not just yourself. Russia did that to their private central bank, and it may be time for the U.S. to do it. And again, if the only way the U.S. government is going to survive this crisis is they got to start standing with the people against the private central bankers.
Are you in favor of state banks?
I'm in favor of state banks. I think we need to decentralize. This whole centralization thing, it's just a breeding ground for corruption. I think we need to go back to regionalism. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors with one more phone call.
Thanks.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter, a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to.
And aloha, welcome back to the show here. And you know, we're all brainwashed and propagandized to think that the medical establishment loves us and they're only concerned about our health and well-being, and doctors are just angels incarnate taking care of us. And of course, it's absolutely not true. There's a pediatrician in Delaware just got arrested for waterboarding his own daughter 4 times. And the wife got arrested because she stood there and let him do it. So keep that in mind the next time that doctor is waving that big needle at you, saying, don't worry, this will be great for you. I'm getting a lot of money to stick you with this needle here. Somebody else wrote in and said, a reminder about this whole genetically modified stuff is keep in mind is right now the people in Mexico and South America and in Europe, you know, have no problem having babies. But more and more American women seem to be having fertility issues. And that's certainly true here. And again, we know that that Russian research on genetically modified soy, after three generations of hamsters, the hamsters are being born stunted and unable to reproduce. We all talk about an extinction-level event being an asteroid or a nuclear war or something. The extinction-level event may be in that syringe at your doctor's office. We're going to grab one more phone call. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Well, how you doing, Mike? I can't quite get a confirmation on it. I'm waiting for somebody over this weekend. But I think the foundations or George Soros or the U.S. government is now courting people in Nigeria and Ghana to start acting as trolls, scouring the right-wing and patriot sites trying to stir trouble.
Boy, they're scraping the bottom of the barrel in that case.
Yeah, I'm looking for a confirmation because it's harder to try to find people to do it.
Well, I have no confirmation of that part, but, you know, obviously we know that fake profiles are being used to run up advertising rates and to create the illusion of popular support for certain agendas. We know the U.S. government invested a lot of money in special software that allows their propagandists to impersonate hundreds of individual people, posting to Twitter and Facebook and so forth, to voice overwhelming support for the continuance of Israel and wars and all this other really good stuff. So it's all a huge fraud out there. We know Facebook is probably going to collapse following the revelation that 80% of their pay-per-click advertising was being generated by bots. And, of course, that makes us all look bad out here on the blogs and the Internet, even those of us who are you know, being honest and honorable. We don't like it when Facebook gets caught doing things like this. It hurts us all, but, you know, Zuckerberg got his billion, so I guess that makes it all hunky-dory.
Well, my website, I'm trying to keep the bots off of it, you know, in the comments section.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. We got some real troublemakers who are over in the Justin TV account screaming and, you know, hurling the usual, you're an anti-Semite, you hate Israel, you do this, you do that. And you know something? They've done it so much, it's burned out. The word anti-Semite has lost its shock value. Nobody cares anymore.
Well, if I do get that confirmation of a flyer or a brochure on it, I will send it to you, Mike.
I would appreciate that. Thank you very, very much. For all we know, they're using prison labor in call centers to go out there on Facebook and comment boards and say, oh, the war is great, Iranians are bad, Israel's good, and blah, 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 blah. It's just a huge amount of noise. But you know something? Propaganda only works if people don't realize it's there. If the American people know that a lot of what they're seeing in the corporate media and on the online world is being generated by the government itself, it absolutely loses all effect because people are expecting to see that kind of online shill activity. That's it for our show. Have a really good weekend, and we'll be back here Monday on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe. Stay skeptical. Hug your loved ones. Drive carefully. Please support Republic Broadcasting Network. Get the word out there. Tell your local radio stations they got to carry these shows. And aloha, America.
Are you against